Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hutt County Master Gardener Wayne Bowman. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Yes, sir. Doing well. So we're not quite to spring, but we're right on the edge of spring, and it's time to be thinking about the last frost date, and we're actually past the average last date for the...
Yeah, that's correct. Average is March 15th, or March 12th, I'm sorry. But that's not the record. The record is April 13th back in 1997, so it's still possible. It's going to occur anytime the air temperatures can be in the mid-30s, so it doesn't have to be below freezing in order to frost.
So you could have, if the weather forecast says it's going to get down to 34, 35 degrees...
That is correct.
Treat that as if it was going to be a frost.
Right. Keep an eye on the dew point, the humidity, and the temperature, and the air temperature is a little bit lower at ground level. So that could very well get a little frost in there. And there's some of your stuff that you've already got in the garden this early, like your kale and broccoli and cabbage and things like that. They're going to laugh at it because they don't care.
Those are cold season.
Cooler season. But some of the other ones, if you got a little early and got some of your tender plants out, you're going to have to put something over top of them to keep that frost off. Don't use plastic, because plastic is going to transmit the cold to the plant. It's going to damage them. Believe me, the voice of experience is talking here, and I've killed out a couple of rows of beans that way. But frost cloth, which is available at your local garden store, throw that over there. A lot of people, an old blanket or an old... A sheet,
sure.
Something like that, just to keep it off. What'll happen is the plant will be able to respirate, the airflow will be able to get through it, keep it dry, and then the frost won't damage it. I did notice that those last couple of cold days that we had last week, or the week or so ago, 2 weeks ago, it didn't frost. Didn't frost until the last date, and I have about 40 peach trees sitting out there that had started to break dormancy and blossom, and all things were looking really good, and I was worried.
Right,
and the ones that had not fully blossomed, they're not damaged. They're blossoming out this week, and things are beginning to look good. I'm still worried about that last frost date, though. That it could very well be in danger there.
So we dodged a bullet in the last few days. That's interesting, though, that the record last frost date is as late as April 13th. But you really can't sit around worrying about the record date. I mean, that's highly unlikely that it's going to be that
true.
Far up.
That's true. And like I said, just prepare for it.
Right.
It could happen, but prepare for it. If you set your tomato plants out, for instance, and it gets down to the point where you think it's going to frost, I've got a bunch of old buckets I put over mine, and it protects them perfectly. The ground keeps them warm.
Sure.
Planting in this time of year is kind of a challenge, too, because... gardeners think, oh, well, it's warm already, but the soil isn't warm yet. And if you'll go onto the Aggie website, there is a list there of dates to plant and also soil temperatures to plant. If you take an old meat thermometer, you might get this out of the house before your wife sees you. Take an old meat thermometer and poke it in the ground. It will measure the temperature. And you'll be able to tell from that list you get off the Aggie website if your ground's ready. Seeds aren't going to germinate if it's too cold.
What is the Aggie website? Can you give us the address? Or what would you search for?
If you would search for it, I would say it would be Vegetable Planting Guide, TAMU. And it'll pop up there. It's a PDF you can print it right out.
Vegetable Planting Guide.
Right.
Texas A&M. All right. We're talking with Wayne Bowman, Hutt County Master Gardener. Now, another thing we should be talking about, with all the rain we've had, soil's awfully wet.
Yes, right, it is. And if you plant stuff now, or you get a little bit too anxious about planting things, it's very possible your seeds are going to sit there and rot. And so, walking out into the garden at this time will also compact the soil. Plants need air. Their roots need air. So if you walk around too much out there, you're going to do damage, not now, but even later on.
So it takes about how long after a big heavy rain? Several days?
That's a good question.
What's the best way to judge it then?
The best way to judge it is kind of pick some of the soil up in your hand and squeeze it. And if it crumbles... you're good.
Yeah.
You're good. If it ends up still being a big mucky ball, no. Now, those of you with sandy soil, there's some nice sandy loam in this county.
That's right.
That will dry out very quickly. So, in fact, it might dry out too much. You might need to want to add a little compost to it. But that's another topic for another show.
We get over to Hopkins County and further east, then you get into that sandy soil. You say Wayne comes very well prepared and with an outline, and near the bottom there you say patience in planting is best. What are we talking about?
Yeah, well, I mean, some people get the bug about this time of year, and they go, oh, boy, look at that. We've had 3 days of 70-degree weather. Let's go out and dig in the dirt. Well, a couple of things. The dirt's still damp. The dirt's still cold. The soil. Soil is still cold. And it could be still wet. Too wet to plant, like you said. You got to check it to make sure it's got kind of crumbly nature.
We've already talked about that. But definitely time to be getting ready.
Make sure your tools are sharpened, and then go down to the big box store and buy yourself a bag of seeds, and go over and take a look at the transplants. It's okay to buy transplants, but you're going to put them on the windowsill and let the sun get to them.
There you go. Wayne, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Hey, very good, John. We'll see you again.
Wayne Bowman, Hutt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.